Will he or won't he? I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably.
That's former President Trump delighting the crowd in Sioux City, Iowa last night as he once again teased he might run for president in 2024. He was there, in fact, to campaign for Republicans running in Tuesday's midterm elections.
If you support the decline and fall of America, then vote for the radical left Democrats. It's very simple.
President Biden also rallying for candidates yesterday, first in New Mexico and then in Southern California.
Republicans talk about big spending Democrats. Well, give me a break. We're spending a lot of money on good things, but guess what? We brought down the deficit this year.
The president says this election will determine the direction of the country for at least a decade. Twitter reportedly told employees it will notify them by tonight whether they still have a job.
A new report cites that half of the staff could be gone. And there's also some major cultural changes underway. Reportedly, they're getting rid of what Twitter calls their monthly rest day, as well as walking back the remote work policy. These reported layoffs are coming at a tough time for big tech. Amazon just announcing it's pausing hiring for roles across all businesses in its corporate workforce.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. Yesterday's Twitter email alerting employees about the impending layoffs comes about a week after billionaire Elon Musk bought the company. South Korea scrambled fighter jets today after detecting about 180 North Korean military flights north of the two countries' border. Seoul sent up about 80 of its jets, including F-35A stealth fighters. North Korea flying its warplanes in protest of the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises. America's listening to Fox.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The FBI with a warning to synagogues in New Jersey. The agency says it's received credible information about a broad threat to those synagogues. The warning enough for some cities to send extra police to guard the houses of worship. A controversy over a social media post to an anti-Semitic movie gets Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets benched for at least five games.
Irving spoke about the matter earlier Thursday, telling reporters, quote, "I take my responsibility for posting that," but stopping short of actually saying he was sorry for posting a link to the anti-Semitic film. He also failed to answer with a simple no when asked if he had any anti-Semitic beliefs. The Nets saying in a statement that they tried to work with Irving to help him understand the harm caused by his words and actions, but were suspending him after he, quote, refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film. The statement went on to say Irving would be suspended without pay until he satisfies certain remedial measures and that the suspension would be for at least five games. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
A heated school board meeting in Southern California this week after a high school football team displayed a pro-police flag.
The team first started carrying the American flag with the blue line after a shooting at Saugus High School back in 2019 that killed two students and injured three others. A very tense meeting took place at the rival team's district, Hart Union High School in Santa Clarita. It was packed with those for the Saugus team's right to carry that flag onto the field and those who oppose it, seeing it as a divisive symbol. The Saugus superintendent of schools has declined to take any action, though, saying the team's decision to carry the flag isn't violating any school policy.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Dow futures up about 70 points at this hour, and the Houston Astros won game five and take a 3-2 lead over the Phillies. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.